From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program in an electric jazz vein, and we'll listen to two selections featuring the keyboards of Chick Corea. Of course, Chick Corea is an accomplished pianist as well as keyboardist, and he has fronted several electric jazz groups, Return to Forever, also the Chick Corea Electric Band in its various forms. And in 2013, he formed a new electric outfit, The Vigil, and will open with a track from their self-titled debut on Concord Records. This album has been compared, rightfully so, to classic Return to Forever albums of the 70s, and not surprising, because these sessions were recorded soon after the very successful RTF reunion tour. But The Vigil is an entirely new group with entirely new musicians. Chick Corea on a barrage of keyboards, of course. Also Tim Garland, wind and reed instruments. Charles Altura, guitar. Hadrian Farad, bass. Marcus Gilmore, drums. And on this track, special guest Pernell Santornino on hand drums. This album has been likened to classic Return to Forever recordings in the sense that many of the track titles have apparent cosmic and Scientology themes, as was the case with most of RTF's output. This is the opening track to The Vigil, Galaxy 32, Star 4. Thank you. Two selections featuring the electric aspect of Chick Corea. We began with a selection from 2013's Vigil release, Galaxy 32, Star 4. And lastly, from 1973, Return to Forever, and their first album as a jazz rock fusion quartet. Originally, RTF was formed as more of a Brazilian-tinged, predominantly acoustic ensemble. Chick Corea did play electric piano, with Stanley Clark on bass, Joe Farrell on reeds, Flora Purim on vocals, and her husband Ayrton Moreira on percussion. But by 1973, the band had morphed into a fusion quartet with Chick Corea and Stanley Clark, but also Lenny White on drums, and for this session only, Bill Connors on guitar. He would be replaced the following year by a 17-year-old guitarist named Al Di Meola for the album Where Have I Known You Before. But from Hymn of the Seventh Galaxy, we heard After the Cosmic Rain. We'll remain in the 70s for part of this next set, as we turn to a set of music featuring the late Colin Walcott. Colin is probably best known in modern jazz circles for his contributions to the band Oregon. He was a founding member, along with Ralph Towner, Glenn Moore, and Paul McCandless in 1970, and he was the percussionist and sitarist in Oregon until his tragic death while on tour with the group in 1984. But he also had his hand in many other projects throughout that time period. Colin Walcott, Ralph Towner, Glenn Moore, and Paul McCandless all met when they were members of the Paul Winter Consort back in 1970. And we'll begin with a selection from the Consort's breakthrough album, Icarus, released in 1972. By this time, the core members of the Consort were Paul Winter on soprano sax, Ralph Towner, guitar, Herb Buschler, bass, David Darling, cello, Paul McCandless, oboe, and Colin Walcott on various percussion instruments and sitar. Other musicians that contributed to the project included many other percussionists, such as Barry Otchell, Larry Adamaniewicz, and even Billy Cobham. From Icarus, this piece penned by oboist Paul McCandless, All the Mornings Bring. Thank you.
Thank you.
Music featuring the late Colin Walcott. We began with the Paul Winter Consort from their album Icarus from 1972, the album produced by George Martin, who would go on to say that it was the finest album he had ever made. We heard All the Mornings Bring. We followed that with a track from Cloud Dance, Colin's debut solo album from 1975, featured on tabla and sitar, along with John Abercrombie on guitar, Dave Holland on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums. We heard Vadana, that album released on the ECM label. And lastly, another ECM album featured, the album Dawn Dance, a collaboration between guitarist Steve Eliofson and Colin Walcott on drums and assorted percussion. We heard the title track, Dawn Dance. We'll turn to a pair of trios fronted by pianists to wrap up the hour. First up, from the UK, the Howard Riley Trio. Howard Riley coming to prominence on the British jazz scene in the late 60s, being a part of such innovative groups as the Spontaneous Music Ensemble and the London Composers Orchestra. Leading his own trio in a 1970 session with Barry Guy on bass and Alan Jackson on drums, the album The Day Will Come, and from that we'll listen to Eclipse.
Thank you.
a pair of piano trios, wrapping up this hour of the program. We began with the Howard Riley Trio. Howard Riley, Barry Guy, and Alan Jackson, three very accomplished members of the British free jazz music scene in the early 70s. Those sessions recorded in March and April of 1970 in London for Columbia Records, and released as the album The Day Will Come. We listened to Eclipse. In addition to his abilities as a jazz pianist, Howard Riley is also an accomplished classical music composer. And lastly, from Japan, a trio fronted by pianist Yosuke Yamashita, along with Akira Sakata on saxophones and Takeo Moriyama on drums. The LP recorded and released by Crown Records in Japan in 1975 is called Frozen Days. We listen to the closing track of the B-side, Mitochondria. I understand this album has been reissued on CD, but only as a Japanese import. I have a copy of the original vinyl. One of these days I'll have to look for a copy of the compact disc. And that will bring to a close this hour of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you for your company. Do join me again when you can for another hour of the very best in modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.